KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds in 74. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, August 17th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and the First National Bank and Trust. Slight chance for some morning rain, then a good chance for afternoon and evening showers and storms, looking for a high about 97 this afternoon. Frightening moments for a cement family when their special needs child went missing from school. The story, part of today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
A special needs child manages to wander away from school in cement yesterday. Fortunately, news reports indicate the 10-year-old boy found uninjured and unharmed within a matter of minutes. The boy has cerebral palsy and is autistic. Cement police said the boy walked out the back door of the gymnasium at the elementary school about 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Emergency responders from Cement, Sorrell, Fletcher, Caddo County Sheriff's Office, even students from the high school joined in the search. He was found a few minutes later in a creek bed near the school. While authorities say he was in good condition, he was taken to Alton Hospital for observation. The driver of the car that ran off the road and crashed into a mobile home in Norge this week is facing a misdemeanor DUI charge. 28-year-old Christopher Don Benton, arrested on the charge in Grady County District Court yesterday. Troopers say he also didn't have insurance documents for the vehicle he was driving. Boren released after posting a $3,000 bond. He's to be back in court August 29th to announce his attorney. A traffic accident in Minco shut down U.S. Highway 81 for a short time yesterday. The Highway Patrol initially indicated it was an injury accident involving a semi near Highway 81 and 152. Traffic was shut down in both directions for an unknown amount of time. No details have been released regarding the crash that happened just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A Grady County man on probation for drug charges behind bars after it's alleged he forced a woman to crash her car into a ditch and then choked her. 41-year-old Robert Sean Dredden Sr. of the Tabler area taken into custody in connection with the domestic violence allegations this past Monday. Sheriff's deputies were called to a home in the Naples area twice Monday evening, the first time for an argument that later escalated into the physical confrontation. After choking the victim, it's alleged that Dredden slashed a tire of the woman's car, then drove off in another vehicle. Authorities found him later in Chickasha. Dredden has been charged with both felony and misdemeanor counts of domestic assault and battery. He is on probation for pleading guilty to a felony drug charge dating back to 2012. Prosecutors want to revoke the suspended sentence he received following that guilty plea. He remains in jail pending a $100,000 bond. Cool News Time, 7:04. More news coming right up.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven. 224-0909.
An oil well producing more than 1,300 barrels of oil a day is within the SCOOP area. The Omer 62017H, make that XHS, 8 miles south of Lindsay. The spud date was in January. It was completed by Continental Resources in April. Records from the Oklahoma Corporation Commission indicate the well also producing about 2 million cubic feet of natural gas per day. The information reported by the website okenergytoday.com. The website also indicates that the stack play around Kingfisher, 3 wells drilled and completed by Tulsa-based Chisholm Oil and Gas, producing between 300 and 400 barrels of oil per day. The website also reporting that more than 30 permits to drill have been issued in the Kingfisher area just this past week in the stack play, more than half of them to Oklahoma Energy Acquisitions, a firm that's a subsidiary of Houston-based Alta Mesa Holdings. It's that time of the week where we introduce you to another Chickasha firefighter. Our Dennis Lynam fills us in.
In getting to know your Chickasha Fire Department, we meet 10-year veteran firefighter Dallas Smith. Dallas was born right here in Chickasha and loves public service. And Dallas says he
found my calling within the fire department in the rescue side of it, whether it be rope, swift water rescue, trench rescue. Not everybody understands that we run EMS out of our fire department, but they're actually firefighters. They're our primary search and rescue entry team into structure fires. I take great pride in being a firefighter, and from the brotherhood at the firehouse to running the calls and being with the community, it just gives me great pride to be able to say I'm a Chickasha fireman.
If you see Chickasha Fire Department firefighter Dallas Smith today, thank him for his service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. And you can see a photograph of Dallas on our website and our Facebook page. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up slightly to $65.46 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was up to $71.43. Natural gas was down to $2.90 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,183. And silver, $14.64. Our weather forecast, just a slight chance for some showers this morning and a good chance for late afternoon and evening showers and storms today. In between, we're expecting a high about 97 this afternoon. Right now, some clouds, 74 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. It's 707. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, a number of high school football teams take part in their first preseason scrimmages tonight, among them Chickasha and Blanchard, who will face off at Chickasha's Memorial Stadium. Freshman, JV, varsity teams taking the field. Freshmen are up first about 5:30. The varsity to go about 7 p.m. Now, admission is $5, and concessions will be available. The Chickasha Lady Chicks softball team traveling to the Perry Tournament this weekend. CHS still looking for its first win of the season. They are scheduled to play Woodward today and Fletcher tomorrow. The USAO women's soccer team played to a 1-1 tie in its first preseason scrimmage last night at East Central University in Ada. There's not much recovery time for the Lady Drovers. They'll be traveling to Bartlesville tonight for a top 20 preseason scrimmage with Oklahoma Wesleyan. In the preseason NAIA poll released this week, USAO is number 20, Oklahoma Wesleyan at number 13. High school baseball yesterday at the Rockin' R Tournament at Arapahoe. AMPO dropping its opener to Arapahoe 6-2. Union City over Blair 4-3, but then Union City lost to Canute 14-2. Fletcher topped Eric 11-10. It was Sterling over Hammond 7-2, then Sterling lost to Navajo 13-1. Non-tournament baseball yesterday, an Intercog drops an 11-8 decision to Geronimo. Verdon tops Riverside 12-1. Softball yesterday, AMPO stays unbeaten with a 5-3 win over Elmore City at the Elmore City Tournament. Fort Cobb-Broxton doubles up Mountain View Godibo 10-5 at the Mountain View Godibo Tournament. Non-tournament softball yesterday, Alec drops a 7-1 decision to Lokiba Sickles. Newcastle defeats McGinnis, a run wall there, 22-0, and Marlowe blanks Little Axe 5-0. The Oklahoma City Dodgers close out their road series at Omaha with a 4-3 loss to the Storm Chasers last night. Dodgers return home now for a homestand that'll run tonight through August 27th. They get things started with Iowa this evening at the Bricktown Ballpark. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.